Hi, this is Eric Stromquist. Welcome to episode 200 of Control Talk Now, the Smart Buildings Podcast. A special thanks to all our listeners. Can't tell you how much we appreciate it. But ironically, this might be one episode you might want to go to controltrends.com and just look at on the video. The reason being, we're recording this live at the Johnson Controls Business Conference in Nashville, Tennessee. So if you do listen to the podcast, you'll notice there's a part in the podcast in the middle where there's just music. Well, that's just a bunch of video footage that we're shooting. So the video is pretty interesting. The podcast, again, you get the content. The sound quality is not going to be that great because, again, we were recording most of it live. So I appreciate your indulgence on that, and we'll be back to the regular audio format next week. But in the meantime, thanks again for tuning in. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Chris Eichmann from Johnson Controls. I want to congratulate Control Trends on their 200th episode. Great job, guys.
Mondo on you. Philip Stelton, Boston, Mass.
Dave Godfrey.
GNO Thermal Supply.
Hey, congratulations to Control Trends on your 200th podcast.
Phenomenal work.
Hello, this is Roger Rebenack with Tritium Honeywell Vicon coming to you from Xenia, Ohio today. I'm calling you, Eric Stromquist and Kenny Smyers, to congratulate you on your 200th episode of Control Trends and Control Trends Now. What a great accomplishment and how much you guys have done to help move our industry forward. I look at Control Trends as a platform that connects people each and every day in our industry to excel and do the right thing for customers, for buildings, and for safety. Congratulations on your 200th episode of Control Trends, Kenny and Eric.
Hi, Pete Walsh from Columbus Temperature Control. Jamie Dennis, Columbus Temperature Control. We're fans of Control Trends, and congratulations on your 200th episode.
Hi, this is Eric Stromquist. Welcome to Control Talk Now, your smart buildings video cast and podcast. This is episode 200. 200 episodes. We appreciate all you guys checking it out. We are here in Nashville, Tennessee at the Johnson Business Conference. So we're going to have a little bit different show today. But what would a show be without my co-host, your co-host, the man, the myth, the legend, the one, say it with me, and only Kenny Smyers, the man from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, now in Nashville, Tennessee. Kenny, get on in here, buddy.
Oh dear, oh dear.
That's all right, man, pound the rock. Let's just do Indeed
right
up front, man.
Indeed, 200. It's been an honor and privilege and a great time. It's kept me on top of the markets, the industries, and I got to meet hundreds of great people, and it's all because of this little linkage we did called Control Trends and Control Talk Now. Eric, it's very exciting, and it's very appropriate that we have a crescendo event to be at and to release this information, because we're so charged with energy, new information, and positive, affirmative feelings about the economy and about our future.
Yeah, no, the Johnson Conference, I mean, it really does. They give you a lot of perspective. They make great products, but they educate us as business people helping us out. You'll hear a lot of interviews throughout the show. Kenny and I are covering the conference. And actually, Kenny, man, you're going to kind of have to leave. So,
Circumstances dictated that I had to get back to Pittsburgh due to my wife had hip replacement surgery. I had some great support from my daughter, Stephanie, from Connecticut. However, she's got to get back. So, very unfortunate, but necessary that I fly back to Pittsburgh this afternoon.
Well, man, I really applaud you coming down just to put your head in the door and to sort of be a part of this.
Well, I'm disappointed, I can't say, but obviously, what's going on here is we're seeing that pendulum. We keep using different references and analogies, and we see that certain manufacturers, certain vendors have put all their time and energies together and really came up with a sensational game plan. So now what we're talking about is that, you know, they're going to release this. Johnson's going to be releasing with a full head of steam one of the most exciting product releases for the light commercial building management market. So they don't use solutions, they use markets. They're light commercial building markets. They've got the people to support, and it's all coming together. Now what they did too, again, is they made us smarter by letting us know what markets are going to expand, what markets are going to contrast. For instance, housing starts, we know what that's going to do. So we're seeing commercial building starts, retrofits, energy, but also that 330-300 principle is really coming into play. You got to make people happy in their workspace. If you're successful in doing that, you've got quite a future ahead.
So Kenny, man, how am I going to do the 200th episode without you here, man? What are we going to do?
Well, I'll tell you what, we proudly say that we've got depth in the Control Trends community, and we have a great stand-in. His name is Rob Allen. He works for Stromquist, and he's been mentored by the one and only Eric Stromquist. So we're not going to lose much momentum and steps. Rob's going to come in here and take my place beginning this afternoon, and I'm sure he's going to handle everything quite well. Rob, I'm introducing Eric's new co-host, and I'm not sure if this is a good one or not, but the mini man, myth, and legend, Mr. Rob Allen. Actually, he's quite the man.
What's up, man?
Hey, Rob, thank you for coming in and helping me out here. Tell us about what you think so far on the CBC.
I love coming to this conference. The coolest thing for me is that you learn something every time, right? We haven't been inundated with any product yet. It's all been, how do you help your business? What do you plan for? What do you do right? All that stuff. And they're going to give us that stuff later, and we'll capture all of that. But I always love this conference.
Well, I think too, again, there's a way things happen. There's a story. Jenny Stentz said a couple things that I think are very, very important, and that is you have to tell a story. You have to know what you want to say. You have to be prepared to deliver that message because people want to know what's going on. Nothing stays the same. Everything is in a state of disruption, chaos, and not just technology, IoT and everything. But Johnson did a great job of covering that because they've done their homework and studied what the next places to go to are. The next markets that are unfolding, the next products that they're going to put into those markets. And the people here are the people that are going to deliver that. Not just the message to tell a story, but actually do the product. And they've got, looks like a great future. What do you think?
Yeah, it's awesome, man. How good of a job does Jenny Stentz do? I mean, gets up polished, uses those speaking hands and all that kind of good stuff. And I love that. She says a whole lot of great stuff. Very encouraging for what the business is, the mergers with, or acquisition, I guess, with Tyco. Good stuff.
Well, I think, again, the trick here, I think, for the Control Trends community is we have to understand the micro level, the macro level, and then how quickly the transfer of the energies are between the two. Like, we think global but act local. Well, now we're seeing why things happening in this part of the world affect us here. And how these synergies, when you bring equipment together and you're feeding the OEM components into that equipment, creating an aftermarket, looking for partners to get smart in that stuff. In other words, you see that really tangible growth. You see putting seeds in the ground that are going to be, coming up in 5 years from now, and that's going to be what the young people in this area are getting serious about. So they're going to make things easier. They're going to take advantage of the IoTs. Mobile phones. They have a fully programmable system that you're going to be able to do it all with your phone. So they're playing very, very well into the new IoT, taking advantage of leveraging technology.
So you're leaving.
Right.
What do you want me to do my homework on? What is it? Is there a product? Is there something that you're interested in that you want me to really make sure that we get you squared away on?
I think you got to really dig into we talked to Mr. Al. Let's see, I got his name here, so give me a chance to do it. But my first...
The tech support manager.
Yeah, Al Anderson. My first interview would be with Al Anderson because he is in charge of the technical services being provided by Johnson on several different platforms, FX and the new Verisys. What I would say, Rob, is get on top of that Verisys and make the world smarter, brighter on how that's going to change our focus on that unserviced, 80% of the market's unserviced. You don't have anything more than a commercial thermostat there. It's time to put that stuff under the purview of a building management system. And now that you've got that product platform, we need to see what that's all about.
So check out Al. Check out Verisys. Any tips for dealing with Eric?
Be there, man, because the guy's relentless. So get your vitamins down there and get to bed early because it's a long day.
All right. Awesome.
The company is a full-service distributor. We do whatever it takes to take care of vendors. I'm here working on getting a new contract with one of Brody's customers.
Can I get a crouton?
Yeah, of course. Good friend of mine, Mark, it works from Brody. So, Mark, how am I doing? Did we earn your business yet?
I think so.
All right, awesome.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you at dessert.
All right. Hey, well, real quick, give people your website, and you're on the ballot for the Integrator of the Year.
Oh, great. It's HVACcontroltechnologies.com, so take a look at us. The website's going to change soon, so check back, make it a little better than it was.
You need to use the salad, buddy. I'm worried about you, man. You're eating too many croutons. All right, man, Kenny, I tell you what, we're here with the one, the only, Jenny! Step on.
Stentz, do it again.
We're here with the one and only Jenny Stentz. Stentz.
All right.
I feel like I need to jump.
Yeah, let's do it together. One, two, three. And I tell you what, I think that's what people are feeling like after this morning, man, seeing the great products you guys had, the economists you guys brought in. For the first time, I feel good about my life.
He was awesome. Well, until 2030.
Until 2030. Yeah. You know what? I think all Max Wise will be dead by then, so it'll all be good.
Well, he said, he went out to the audience, he said, well, I don't think you have to worry about it.
That's right. Yeah.
But Jenny, great job. Talk a bit about, man, what you talked about today. You guys bring all the products together, the bundles. It looks like the future's so bright, you got to wear shades.
we're having a lot of fun. And, you know, for those of you who can't come to the CBC, there's a lot going on right now. We talked a lot about our strategy, Johnson Controls, all the things that we've been doing, all the different acquisitions, the investments in new products, and more importantly, the investment in being easy to do business with and how we can be a better partner. And we talked a lot about that. I'm excited to be able to showcase some of these processes and tools and our new products, like Verisys. We're going to showcase that tonight.
Well, we've talked about it before. Kenny, I've been tracking a trend called the race to the small space.
That's right.
Everybody gets a controller now. It's like Oprah, right?
That's
She's
going right.
to get on the bandwagon. Everybody That's gets right. a controller because products like the Verisys is so inexpensive, do so much. And so you guys have officially entered the race to the small space.
I love it. And you know what? If your car could be smart, why can't your building? Why
That's
can't
right.
your house, you know?
Sure,
All
sure.
Of it.
Well, absolutely. And I think it's a perfect business storm. I mean, you've got innovation,
yep.
energy, product portfolio is going to be off the chain. Tell us all about the incredible things Johnson Controls is doing and battery storage. The exciting things you get too. You have the business side where you're doing old school controls,
yep.
making that a better world, but you're also taking the next leap to the future. Tell
yeah.
us about that.
Well, you know, I mean, I think when we heard the trends from Clay Nessler, I mean, clearly there's a movement toward net energy, net zero energy, and there's a lot of things that you can do to provide more value to your organization. So whether that's trying to leverage renewables and be able to use it when you need it, or just trying to better drive efficiency and capture rates when they're most valuable for you. I mean, there's so much flexibility that comes with that technology. And the reality, I think what was really interesting, did you see the stats around like 82% of buildings have multiple systems in them,
right.
you know, so we got to solve that. It's not like you have one type of building technology. We've got to be able to find a way to connect all this without replacing it all.
Well, you know, well, the day in the life of a building, a smart green building. Now, that was an incredible story. A lot of your presentation involves the concept of telling the story. Tell us
yeah.
what you mean by the, you know, what do people need to know about Johnson, the new story?
I think the story is really about the why. Why have we changed so much through acquisitions, the investment in our product platforms, the investment in different channels, so that we can really access the entire market, the complex space, but all the way through the light commercial market, the race to the small space, but even residential. And we're showcasing our new residential platform, which drove record sales this year, and we're really excited about it. And, you know, there's a lot that we've got going on, but it's all about being able to really commit to the buildings business. That's what the merger with Tyco did, the acquisition of ADTI, the joint venture with Hitachi. It's building out the line card and then really being able to build out our channels so we can access every type of customer. Because not every customer wants to go to our branch, and not every customer has access to the types of things that we make. And so it's really being able to provide more options and then more connections around the bundle, the solution, the system.
Speaking about women in the industry, I mean, Johnson Controls, as you know, is a platinum sponsor of the Control Trends Awards. This year we have the Woman of the Year. It'll be the first time, and you've graciously agreed to present that award, and you probably should win the award, but you know, I think it's important. Talk about the need for getting more people in the workforce, and specifically the underutilized resource that we have, these incredible women out there.
Well, I tell you, it's not about getting women into STEM roles or even just engineering. It's getting women into engineering roles in HVAC. And I can't win the award because I've been around for 20 years. We need the young folks coming in that want to be a part of our industry. They got to understand the purpose behind what we do and how we help people and how we solve bigger problems than just designing air conditioning system and technology, building systems. All of that stuff is really cool, but we got to connect it to the purpose. So there's a big initiative now on how we get more women into HVAC, and we really all have to work together across the industry to make it happen. So looking forward to seeing you there. We'll give out the awards, and I'll tell you, we got to bring more women. It's time to move the needle. And by the way, congratulations on your 200th episode of the Smart Buildings podcast, Control Talk Now. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Either have or have a very strong interest in integrating those systems in their buildings.
So hey, now we're getting to go take a trip down here. Go take a look at these new products. Can't wait to see it, buddy. Hey, the morning was off the chain.
Yeah, it was good. Fun.
Yeah, it was.
Played home with old friend of mine too, and good to see him up in the States. He's off and out. Spot on, right? Tell him there's one better.
A great opportunity, great product. We got great partners up there ready to charge to go get that market and service it, lower our carbon footprint, make our planet greener. So it's a win-win-win across the board.
And very cost effective.
Very cost.
It's going to be very affordable now in brand. We're 98 years old. We're going for another 100. And we're looking at some ideas. This is old. There's two concepts on either side. And we're showing some new branding.
You got the green.
You got green.
It used to be blue, like a dull blue.
Green. We got black.
Oh, you got green and black. Oh, wow.
What do you guys think, right? Handsome. We're going to do some new branding strategies. We want boxes. I say, scream, pick me up. We'll find out. Yeah. We're going to have we're having a survey out here tonight to find out what people think.
I vote Penn Black. What do you vote?
I'm going to go with Penn Black, too.
I like the black, too.
Yeah.
I like the black, too.
Although the green would kind of be nice, maybe.
What's that?
Nah. Black.
All right, hey, McKinney, I'm here with Russ Carfagno.
Take two.
JCI, man. Hey, dude, you've been around the industry a long time, man. Tell us what you're doing at Johnson Controls.
I'm responsible for some of the Applied BX products in York, PA, large rooftops, L-series, water-cooled self-contained units, and also control innovations. So you guys are doing a great job with your podcast. Love listening to you. Listening to the audio stream on the way to work, and I'm sending my friends your links.
Appreciate that, buddy.
You got it.
All right, Russ. Thanks a lot, man. Have a good one.
So Johnson Controls had an economist came in, one of the best guys I've ever listened to. I didn't catch his name because I was coming in late. Dr. Allen, somebody, but very, very encouraging. 2017, according to him, looks really good. One of the takeaways I got is the U.S. is only 5% less expensive to manufacture than China, but it's much more stable. So the myth that manufacturing jobs are leaving the U.S. is not true, according to this gentleman. Matter of fact, jobs are coming in, so things are looking really, really good.
Well, I think that this is just a part of this the CBC course that we're learning what's going on globally, locally, even with the United States. There's been information that we weren't aware of, the media bias. The manufacturing is actually growing in the United States. Things like hangers are being made here, coffee filters, things that we assumed were always made in China now are coming back because it just makes sense. Because there's greater stability and greater trust in the process. And the American dollar, the U.S. dollar, really is an interesting aspect that there's nothing to replace it right now. So for the immediate future, global economies are based on the United States' economy and the U.S. dollar.
So Kenny, man, a special thanks to all of the manufacturers that supported us, the Honeywells, Linkspring, Johnson, Roger Rebenack. Thank you so much for that intro, your congratulations. Thanks to all the people that sent congratulatory videos in. Man, we can't do it without all the people in the industry. Man, we're really blessed to have such a great industry to work in and get to be the game show host.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Again, this all began from a conversation full-time in Las Vegas at one of the summits. And you told me you had a concept, an idea. And you said that, you said something that was kind of odd at the time, but now I see where you're coming from, that control people, sex. In other words, they should have parity with all these other professions. Bankers, lawyers, pilots.
I meant sexy, not in a sexual way, though. Like sexy, like
interesting.
They should be on the front of magazines and stuff like that. Like they should be on Entertainment Tonight or People Magazine sexy.
Well, okay, so I'm just trying to review the past and then talk about the future. Because one thing we really do have is we got some exciting stuff coming up in the very near future that begins with the Control Trends Awards January 29th in Las Vegas, 2017. So all the people going to the HR show, please reach out to your sponsors and find a way to get to the show because it's going to be spectacular. And some of the things we got the museum, the growing and concept. It's going to be a crowdsourced event. You know that we're going to have a lot of help crowdfunded. So there's a lot more Control Trends stuff coming down the pike. And we got the addition of a very strong performer, Ron Allen, who's just learning and sucking it all up and coming up with some great ideas. So we got a big future coming up.
Yeah, and Rob Allen is really sort of taking over for the young guns. He's got his podcast getting ready to drop. Innovation Generation.
Next Generation Innovation.
Next Generation Innovation, which is really focused on one of the trends we've been tracking, the young people coming into the industry, so can't wait to see that. Kenny, how about one of those cameras over there, man? Can we get those two cameras? Is that in the budget?
It's going to take two credit cards.
So, the man, the myth, the legend, and the man with the ADD. So there you have it. Another episode of Control Talk Now, the Smart Buildings Video Cast and Podcast, our 200th episode, thanks to our host, Johnson Control. So with that, thanks for tuning in. Remember, be bold, stay in control.
Indeed, Eric.
Indeed, Kenny Smyers.